Network. The Peterson Farms Seed Field Day is underway as we speak at Prosper, North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart is there.
Peterson Farm Seed President Carl Peterson says the goal of the field day is that every farmer that comes will take away one idea to boost yields on their farm next year.
And I think we've got a great lineup of speakers to make that happen. We've got Abby Wicks, who's going to be talking about soil health. We've got Daryl Richardson talking about the weather. Of course, everybody's interested in that. Maybe not on the yield sense, but we also have Tommy Grisavi talking about the markets. And then we've got a great deal of research here that growers can look at. We've got about 80 acres, and we've got a tour of that, looking at the various experiments that we're doing. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting day.
Peterson believes biologicals will be a big part of the future.
There are literally hundreds of biological products being sold in the marketplace, and frankly, we're not able to find value very well with most of those at this point, and there's very little regulation or any kind of thing. But I am certain that within 10 years, every farmer in the region will be using biologicals in some way, shape, or form. So we're excited to figure out how that works. One of the things that I think is a key area is nitrogen fixation in corn. We have at least four products out here that are working on fixing nitrogen in corn, which will have a huge impact on the whole fertility system in the region.
NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Abby Wick is here speaking about soil management at harvest.
So this year, where we've recommended a lot of cover crops in the past, we're too dry this year maybe to pencil that out. So I'm asking farmers to look more at the spread of their residue at the back of the combine. How can they leave that residue in a condition where they can plant into it next year and not have to work it up this fall, or if they're going to work it up, do it later in the season or next spring? So that's really kind of where we're focusing, and not trying to get in and create in a cover crop this year if it doesn't pencil out for you on your farm.
The Peterson Farm Seed Field Day continues this afternoon with more research tours and education sessions until about 3 o'clock. Reporting Agriculture's Business from Prosper, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Kara.